listening to South Florida's good news station, WCNO, Palm City.
This is God's plan for redemption, and it's good news.
We are raising the standard of excellence.
This is Gene Hilkins bringing you the Apostolic Dimension from Spirit of Prophecy Ministries. We welcome you to our program, Raising the Standard. Revelation 19:10 says, "Worship God, for the testimony of Jesus is the spirit of prophecy." So with this spirit, let's take a close look at the last days and the coming millennium from a Jewish messianic perspective. There's a great difference between the messianic Jewish understanding and the common Christian interpretation found in most end-time books. Christians over the centuries have separated themselves from their Jewish roots, causing many misunderstandings of key Jewish biblical idioms, therefore missing the true interpretation of many scriptures. We can better understand both the Old Testament and the New Testament by rebuilding the bridge to Judaism and learning to embrace its tradition and worship of God. This does not mean that everyone should wholly convert or become Jewish in lifestyle and religion. Rather, I believe a Christian can embrace and respect Judaism by learning to think in Jewish terminology and honoring God's appointed times, the Jewish festivals, which truly explain the elements of the Christian faith. So join me today as we open the Bible and study God's prophetic foreshadows to teach us about Jesus the Messiah. Let's walk in His footsteps and receive His revelation.
Well, good afternoon. This is Pastors Gene and Donna Hilton greeting you to our program again on another Saturday afternoon. And we greet and welcome you no matter where you're at. If you're on the internet somewhere around the country or out of the country, or if you're on the radio here locally, we just welcome you to our program. Don and I co-pastor a church here in Stuart, Florida that we have for, hard to believe, 22 years, almost 22 and a half years now, Spirit of Prophecy Ministries, right here in Stuart, Florida. And we're honored to be with you again on another Saturday afternoon to give you some thought and I hope some teaching that will help you to grow in the things of the Lord. And you heard the intro. We do a lot with the Jewish roots and the Hebrewism with a lot of the scriptures, so we might know the deep things of God. And I'm always reminded of what Jesus told his disciples. He says, you've been given basically the privilege and the honor to know the mysteries of the kingdom of God. And so we're going to attempt to give you a couple of things here today, hopefully, on this wonderful day. And so we welcome you to the program, and we hope you can stay tuned in for the whole program. We're on every Saturday from 12 noon until 1 in the afternoon. So we're honored to be here with you. So Pastor Donna here sitting across the desk from me has got a couple of announcements to make, and then we're going to talk about some things about Pentecost today.
Pentecost. Yes.
Hallelujah.
Praise the Lord. Well, yes, I do want to welcome everyone, and I want to welcome Brusco and Audrey over in Andros Island. So sorry we weren't able to come and be with you guys, but we are doing better. I am doing better.
Hallelujah.
Praise God. God is in control. And we will be there.
Yeah.
When? I'm not sure.
We got a rain check. We'll be there another time.
Yeah. Praise Hallelujah. The Lord. Thank you, everybody.
Thank you, Lord.
For praying for us. And it was just a blessing to have all the finances come in. And you know, and just the body of Christ is just so awesome. So we were able to send them more money this
month.
Help them out.
And we didn't lose the money for that flight over there at all.
To build the temple of God. I mean, to build the building.
Amen.
The actual
build the building.
Amen. For the people on Andros
Island.
That's
right. The blocks are going to start going up, hallelujah.
Yes, and we say hello to the rest of you out there. And we're also on the internet. So if you're driving down the highway and this is your first time to hear us over these last 17 plus years, we've been on WCNO, and you want to hear us again next week, maybe you live somewhere else, you know, maybe you live in another country, you can always go to WCNO and listen to us at 12 o'clock noon on your device, on your phone, on the internet, or you can also go back and listen to the podcast because there are many programs on there that you can listen to, ours and others, praise God. So we thank the Lord for WCNO Radio. It goes worldwide. Amen. Reaching the world. And we say reaching the world with the Word of God and the prophetic Word of God. Teaching, because we are called to teach the things of the Bible and also the things of the, what we call the Jewish roots, what you might call the Jewish roots, but they really are the Feast of the Lord,
Lord.
And so if you're born again, if you're a child of God, we are grafted in to the promises given many, many hundreds of years, thousands of years ago.
That's right.
Amen.
Mm-hmm.
So we can thank the Lord for that. So also, if you'd like a calendar for the month of May Or it's also the month of I, how do you pronounce it?
IR
and Sivan. Mm-hmm. And that's the Hebrew month names, because there's 2 months in that in May for the Jewish calendar.
On our solar calendar,
On our solar calendar. So if you'd like a copy of that with some of the things that we are doing here, and also with all the, to know the Hebrew calendar as well as have a calendar for the month of May, you can call us and we'd be glad to send you one. Amen. So I want to mention that we do have services here on Sunday. We have 5 Sundays this month.
That's right.
Amen. 31 days, 5 Sundays is a busy month. And it's important. This is an important month because Thursday, this coming Thursday, is the National
Day,
of Prayer. And
well, we need that around the country.
There's a call from Thursday up till then, 7 days, of calling people to pray for our nation, pray for America. You know, it's
Amen.
People in other countries, other nations are praying
for us.
Christians are praying for us. And we certainly need a lot of prayer in this nation that we would return to the ancient paths, that
sure.
we would return to the Word of God, that we would return to the truth of God's Word, and that we would not be disobedient, but obey and return and follow after the Lord with our whole heart.
Amen.
And turn from the wickedness that's in this nation. And there's a lot of sin and a lot of wickedness in this nation and in our government. So we need to make
the morals are really declining,
righteous. Our government
yes.
needs to make
godly, righteous decisions
and
that's
laws.
Right. That's right.
And laws that line up with the Word of God.
Not with
what's going on in the world, per se, but go back to the Word of God, the truth of God's Word. Amen?
Absolutely.
So that calendar is available. Just give us a call. And I'm going to give you the phone number in just a second. I want to mention that we have Mother's Day is this month, Pastor Gene.
Yeah, it's next weekend, yeah.
Mm-hmm. And we have a wonderful healing evangelist, who will be coming to our church on the 24th. Of this month. That's a Sunday. It happens to be Pentecost Sunday or Shavuot.
That's good. Hallelujah.
Awesome.
Good day to get
God.
Healed, right?
A good day to get healed and a good day to get filled with the Holy Ghost and fire.
Yeah.
Because Jesus, we said we would be baptized with the Holy. He wants to baptize us with the Holy Ghost and with fire.
That's right.
And we're going to talk about Pentecost today. So stay tuned because you're going to enjoy the program. Praise God. Also want to mention that we have services on Friday night, Shabbat service, and that's also five Fridays this month. And then 5 Saturdays we have our video and teaching. That's at 4 o'clock, and then we have our closing the Havadah prayers with a little dinner together. We have a family dinner. So come and do that with us. We open the Sabbath on Friday night, and we close the Sabbath on Saturday evening with a little meal. So come and be blessed and come and fellowship with us. And some people come from, we had some people come from Vero Beach.
That's
How wonderful. Some
pastors
came from Vero Beach.
Want to see what it's all about.
People are interested. People want to know more because we are in those last days, and you'll be hearing more and more about it. Not just from this ministry, which Pastor Gene's been teaching about the Feast of the Lord for many, many years when people thought he was a little bit off, you know.
Yeah. It's all going to come to pass like the Lord has in his book.
But many, many people are catching it. See, it's like the anointing. You've got to catch the anointing.
Well,
you got to catch the revelation as well.
Mm-hmm.
And so people are catching on. They're catching. Finally, that's the minute where catching on came on. You got to catch on to what God said to do about, you know, God's, all his prophetic words are to be fulfilled. And we got to look at, like you said, you're not going to know the end unless you know the beginning.
That's right.
So people don't want to go back to the beginning, but God hasn't changed and the Sabbath hasn't changed. And we don't do it legalistically, and neither one of us are born Jews, or we may have Jewish blood in us. We don't know, but we're spiritual
Jews. As far as I know,
Jews.
I haven't. Yeah, I don't.
We're spiritual Jews.
That's right.
And we're adopted.
Hallelujah. We're grafted in.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. We're adopted. We call Abba Father. We're adopted in to
his family.
The real branch.
That's right.
Right? Not the wild branch. We were wild. Well, now we can be wild for the Lord. Amen. And we can have the zeal of the Lord.
The real branch.
So very important that National Day of Prayer, which is on Thursday at 12 noon. But even up till those days, people are praying for us, and we should be praying and repenting. See, without repentance, there won't be any change. Now, you can pray for this and you can pray for that, but you know, without repentance, there's no change. So that's the key thing
in this country. Yeah,
our leaders and the people that are, you know, the one will return to the Lord and repent. You know, God promises over the promises. He has a promise for us over there in is it Chronicles, right?
Yeah, Second Chronicles.
Yeah, Second Chronicles.
If my people, yeah,
if his
who are
people,
called by my name, yes,
yes. He didn't take the King James Bible didn't take out the word that we must turn. That's teshuvah. That's repent,
right.
And return to the Lord. So that's basically what we do Friday, Saturday, and Sunday, and we'll also have videos on Saturdays at 4 o'clock.
All about something about God, right?
Everything is about the Lord. Everything
right.
is to encourage us, to build us up, and to show us the truth, and to let us not only the truth of the past, but what's happening in the world today. We need to be, we can't have our head in the sand and not know what's going on. That's why it's good to know some things about the news. It's good to know some things about history. And this Saturday, today, you're going to be showing a video about
the Statue of Liberty and
oh
how
boy.
It relates in with the things of God. And everybody thinks that statue is a picture of freedom, but you'll find out if you look at this real close, it's not a picture of freedom. So
no, you know, sometimes we bring things into our country or into our house that can bring a curse.
That's right.
So I won't say any more about that, but come and you'll enjoy the video. It's going to be about America, and it's going to be about, you know, America has taken on very many idols, and he has not really stood on the word of God. You know, it says in God we trust on our money, but do we trust in God? If
nope.
we trust in God, why do we have all of these things, these pagan things that have been brought into America, one being the Statue of Liberty.
Sure. And a lot of others.
And a lot of others. And one sitting right by the White House.
Right.
Amen.
And we got one right here in Stuart.
Yes, amen. So
right downtown Stuart.
So we don't need to talk about that now, but you right. come and you will be blessed. And we're just blessed to be here. And we're going to talk about Pentecost.
But as you were talking a little bit ago about repentance,
yes.
You know, our country has to repent before there'll ever be a revival.
That's
but
right.
see, if our political leaders, they're so proud and prideful, they think they don't do anything wrong. So we need to pray and break that spirit of lying off of them, that they can admit they've done something wrong. And we've done so much wrong with the bills that's been passed and all the rest of it. So we have to bind that thing, just forbid that thing. And if they would just come to that place and say, hey, we failed, just to admit, they won't admit that they're wrong about anything.
Well, I praise God there are many, and we talked about this at our prayer on Thursday. We have prayer on Thursday as well, and at 12 o'clock noon at the Alliance Church, if you want to come and join us for that on Thursdays. But as we talked, and there is a group of senators and people from different states. I think there's 25 states right now, but it's growing. And they're wanting to return, and to return to these things, to return to the truth of God's Word. And Christians that are praying together. There are people in Washington, D.C. that are praying. So there is a godly remnant. It's not,
that's right.
You know, not everything has gone crazy, but there is a godly group, and there is a godly group that God is calling. And, you know, as he calls one, you know, what happens when you share it? He'll call another, because what it's all about is God has to touch people's hearts. And without a heart change, there won't be any repentance. So the heart change will bring the brokenness and repentance, and perhaps we could rebuild in some areas. And there's always hope. See, hope, you can't see hope, right, Pastor Gene?
But it's always something in the future.
It's
you
something
can't
you
see
have to, you're, it's in the future. But so we can't see hope, even though we see things that are wrong, but there's still hope there. And the Bible says that we're to have hope. We're to have hope. And so as we have that hope and trust, and we change one by one, I believe that things can happen. We can have revival in America.
Right.
I believe that a revival can return to this nation. Now, maybe it will be like it was in Nineveh and last...
Only 100 years. And
only 100 years.
And judgment came on them.
Maybe it will last a year and many people will get saved, because, you know, the catching away could happen. One year soon.
That's right.
Because we don't know exactly when, but the Bible says, it says that we should know the times and the seasons. And so we do know the times and the seasons, and we're not going to teach on that today. But even if more and more, thousands of more people come into the kingdom, well, there are people coming into the kingdom all over the world today. Maybe they're not in America, but maybe they're in some country where they're dying for their faith, because they do return to the Lord. They come to the Lord. You know, they maybe they come from a pagan religion, but they're coming to the Lord, and they're standing firm, even though even in the face of death.
Sure.
So there are people that God is bringing in, and because he wants to bring in that full measure. See, whenever God brings something to a fullness, that's when the fullness comes in to the kingdom. That's when I believe that, you know, the rapture is going to take place.
And think about
the catching away. The King James says
one of the patriarchs was a man named name of Issachar. He knew the times and the seasons. We should be the same way today. Mm-hmm. But while we're talking about this, this issue that the Supreme Court is meddling over right now, trying to make a decision about the same-sex marriage thing, we need to pray, and I mean pray big time. So if you're listening today, you need to pray.
Amen.
The decision is going to be made by the end of June, so we got just about 2 months to get this accomplished for the Lord. And we need to pray, because I'll tell you, if they pass this and make it a national law about same-sex marriage, the judgment is going to be so high in this country, because, you know, if someone wants to live that way individually, that's one thing. But when a country abides with what the people are wanting to do, and they say it's okay to live that way, well, then major judgment's going to come. You can see what happened to Israel over the years when they got into idolatry and all the sexual things as well back in their time. And so we need to pray and pray that the Supreme Court will make the right decision on this. And if not, I tell you, we're going to be in deep trouble. So we have to really pray. We got this National Day of Prayer coming up next Thursday. I hope that's a topic that someone will pray about down there at the gazebo here in Stewart when we pray. It needs to be prayed about.
Amen.
All right.
Okay.
We love you.
I want to give the telephone number, Pastor Gene.
We'll start preaching about this.
We are in Stewart, Florida. If you'd like to come and visit us, like I said, our phone number here is area code 772-285-7007. I'll repeat that, area code 772-285-7007. And this is Pastors Gene and Donna Hilton. And the name of the ministry, if you want to look it up, is Spirit of Prophecy.
That's right.
And we're on Facebook. Amen.
Amen. I was thinking about, you know, a lot of Bible translations talks about that over in the First Covenant about homosexuality and all that, laying with a man like, you know, like a woman and all. And it was called over there in one of the Bibles, it was called detestable. Well, the King James even has a stronger word that's called an abomination to God.
An abomination.
So we see our morals are so low in this country, so we have to turn this around. We have to continue to pray and hope that many, even believers that are living the wrong way, that they'll realize that they need to obey the Word of God. All right, we're going to talk a little bit about Pentecost, but before we do this, we want to kind of go back at the beginning. And we know that Jesus died and rose on the third day, didn't he? Just like he said he was. And if you read over here in Luke and John, we find out what happened. And we know that Donna mentioned last week about the two men that walked on the road to Emmaus, and Jesus appeared to them, and they didn't even recognize who he was.
Right.
And he expounded all the scriptures and all that. And so
that was the day he rose.
That's
that was
right.
On a Sunday.
So I'm going to go over to John chapter 20 with you and just read one verse or two verses with you, and then we're going to go to Luke chapter 24. We're going to show you today that the baptism of the Holy Ghost is subsequent to being born again. You have to be born again to receive it, and then it comes after. Now you could receive it the same day you got born again.
That's real.
But first you have to have the Lord. All right.
And it's real.
That's right.
And it's
now,
for today.
That's right. This was the day that he came out of the grave, and he, that same evening he walked through the walls with the disciples. And I'm going to start here in verse 21 of John 20. It says this: Then said Jesus to them again, Peace be unto you, as my Father has sent me, even so I send you. So we've got to remember, the Holy Ghost is a sending spirit, okay?
Yes.
Now listen to this. And when he had said this, he breathed on them. He literally blew on them and saith unto them, Receive ye the Holy Ghost. So this is when they were born again. Not when they got filled with the Holy Ghost. This is when they were born again. Now we go over to Luke, so we can put it all together. Go to Luke here, and let's see what happened. This is the event where the two men were walking with Yeshua on the way to Emmaus. So I'm going to see where I want to start here.
Thank you, Lord.
Let's just do this. Let's just start in verse 36.
So they were born again after the resurrection.
On that evening, he came in,
right?
He breathed on them, and they received the Holy Ghost. They were born again.
Amen.
Now,
and so that's
what that was the first step.
The first step. You got to get born again first.
That's right. Now go to Luke chapter 24, and let's start reading in verse 36, and listen to what happened here. And as they thus spake, Jesus himself stood in the midst of them. Remember, he's in this room with them, and saith unto them, Peace be unto you, just like we read in John. But they were terrified and affrighted, and supposed that they had seen a spirit. And he said unto them, Why are ye troubled, and why do thoughts arise in your hearts? Behold my hands and my feet, that is I myself. Handle me and see, for a spirit hath not flesh and bones, as you see me have. And you notice it says, doesn't have what? Flesh and bones. It's interesting, huh?
But this also proves that there are spirits out there in the world, and that and there still are spirits today.
Absolutely.
And they're not good spirits. They're demonic spirits.
That's right.
And so we really need to be aware, because he's saying, you know, touch me, see, the spirit doesn't have.
That's right. You notice here the blood's not mentioned at all here, is it? Huh?
No, because he...
Flesh and bones. It ain't about the blood. Now, verse 4.
He already shed his blood.
That's right. Already shed his blood.
He already...
Took it up to heaven and came back.
And cleansed the holy place in heaven, because, you know, the first sin that ever happened in heaven.
That's right.
It didn't happen in the Garden of Eden. It happened before the Garden of Eden.
That's
it
right.
happened up in heaven when Lucifer thought he was going to take God's place.
So he was in the garden... Even when Adam and Eve were there to start with.
And just think about what he had. God had given him so many blessings.
That's right.
And what happened? He had so much blessings, you know, pride came upon
That's
him.
Right.
And we know what pride will do to a person.
That's right.
Destroy a person.
Now let's look at verse 40 now. And when he had thus spoken, he showed them his hands and his feet. And while they yet believed not for joy and wondered, he said unto them, have you here any meat?
Gee, you think he was hungry? I don't think so. But he wanted to prove, you know, I can eat something.
Right.
I don't need to eat, but, you know, I'm just going to show you. You know, here I am. I'm a body. I can eat if I want to eat, you know.
That's right.
But I don't have to eat. But
when we get changed,
he's doing it for them.
Yeah, when we get changed, we don't have to eat unless we want to eat.
People put so much emphasis on food.
Yeah.
I guess that was probably the most fleshly thing, emphasis you could put on, to see that, you know, people do eat, swallow. It just didn't float through his body, you know.
Yep.
It did go down into his body, even though he walked through walls. Isn't that a mind
blower, huh?
Blower, yeah. Mm-hmm.
Well, verse 41, I'll get it here in a minute. While they yet believed, not for joy and wondered, he said unto them, have you here any meat? And then 42, and they gave him a piece of a broiled fish and of honeycomb, and he took it and did eat before them. And he said unto them, these are the words, hear this, the words which I spake unto you while I was yet with you, that all things must be fulfilled which were written in the law of Moses and in the prophets and in the Psalms concerning who? About me, he says. Then opened he their understanding that they might understand the scriptures. And he said unto them, thus it is written, and thus it behooved Christ to suffer and to rise from the dead the third day.
Third day.
And that repentance and remission of sins should be preached in his name among all nations. All nations, not just Israel, beginning at Jerusalem. And ye are witnesses of these things. And behold, I send the promise of my Father upon you. Listen to this. But tarry ye in the city of Jerusalem until you be endued with power from on high. So they were going to be clothed with power from on high.
And this is interesting. It all started in Jerusalem, and it's all going to end in Jerusalem. You know, God always returns to the place he started. So it started in Jerusalem. So he said, this is the place of the starting, and, you know, and go to, and but all the nations will hear. All the nations will know. And, a lot of nations have heard, haven't they?
So they didn't know what was going to happen. They just knew that Jesus said they were going to be endued with power. Now let's finish this
also
up.
Also, you know, Pastor Gene, it says, which we're going to return to the old past, which the Bible says to return to the old past, but he's telling him about Moses. I mean, this is what Moses says. This is what the prophets say. This is what the Psalms say. So why wouldn't we want to go into the first covenant and find out what they said?
That's right.
What they said, because they all are pointing an arrow, a pointer pointing to the Messiah.
Mm-hmm.
They're all pointing to a direction which leads us through the Bible, and all pointing to Jesus, the Messiah.
That's right.
Wow.
Now let's finish this up. Verse 50 says, and he led them out as far as to Bethany, and he lifted up his hands and blessed them. And it came to pass while he blessed him, he was parted from them and carried up into heaven. And they worshipped him and returned to Jerusalem with great joy, and were continually in the temple praising and blessing God. Amen. Isn't that incredible?
So, and this also, Pastor Gene, this was during the time of counting of the Omer.
Mm-hmm.
And Jesus knew about the
sure
counting
did.
Of the Omer. You know, he participated in that, which we've been talking about, the counting of the Omer. And so, you know, he's pointing us back to that too. And this all happened while they were still in the counting of the Omer. They still had 10 days of counting the Omer till before the day of Pentecost, before 50. So they knew about Pentecost. They knew something was going to happen, and they knew they had to be in Jerusalem, because all Jewish people, men, particularly
yeah,
had
just,
to come.
Just the men, not the women. All the men had to be there.
Had to come.
All the males, yes.
Had to come, but you know, if you were living back then, I think I'd want to go with you. But the men all had to come to Jerusalem. So there were many, many people that were starting to come into that to Israel, to Jerusalem. And because there may have been Jews that lived, there were Jews that lived in a lot of other places because they didn't all return, you know, when they had their return. So there, you know, and the Bible says they'd be scattered throughout all the earth, and they are now, even now, Jewish people are everywhere. But they returned to this time, and so why wouldn't they go back to Israel, that Jerusalem? And that's where he told them to go back to Jerusalem.
To
but
Terry,
they still
yeah.
had another 10 days. And so it wasn't, there was an anticipation, and I believe they thought, perhaps, they knew what happened in the history, which we're going to talk about in a few minutes, but they knew Pentecost was coming. So then they were obedient to go back and to
every
do
year.
That. And so
yep.
they honored it, and they
every
did go
year.
Back, and
yep.
they did wait those 10 years. He told them to
Not
tarry.
10 years, 10 days.
10 days, I'm yeah. sorry. He told them to tarry in the city of Jerusalem
yeah.
until you be endued with power. Yeah. So they had a thought. They knew they didn't know exactly what was going to happen, but they knew they were going to receive power from on high. Wow, what a blessing. You think they're meditating on those things
That's right.
during those 10 days and being there in Jerusalem?
So let's think about what he just told them in John. He breathed mm-hmm. on them and said, "Receive ye the Holy Ghost."
The Holy Ghost.
Well, then is that everything in that package?
No.
Is that do we receive everything?
They hadn't received the power yet.
Well, we got a lot of the church. They says, "That's it. That's all you need."
That's
but
it.
We're going to prove that there was something subsequent to that, which was the baptism of the Holy Ghost. And all through the book of Acts, anyone that received it, there was an evidential thing that happened. There was an empowering presence, and the evidence of it
it's
was what?
Power of
they
God.
All spoke in a heavenly language.
It's the power of God. So
That's right.
we know that they hadn't received the power yet, because Jesus himself said in verse 49, until you be endued.
Dude.
What's endued mean?
Clothed. Or
totally consumed.
That's right.
With the power of God. And there's another place in the Bible also says he's going to baptize with the Holy Ghost and with fire.
In Matthew,
you know,
yes.
So there's a picture right there, the fire. Maybe they thought back on that. What did Jesus say? What did he mean when he said he was going to baptize with the Holy Ghost and fire? Can you imagine them sitting there talking? But, you know, also in that upper room, Pastor Gene, not just men, there were women.
Sure.
So, you know, so the baptism of the Holy Ghost is, you know, at that time, it was for everyone. It
everyone.
Was for women as well
right.
as men.
That's why the Bible says that the mother of Jesus was there, Mary also.
That's
and
right.
all the 11 disciples, they were still left. The one hung himself. We know they killed himself.
120 people. You don't know. There could have been many, 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 many women and maybe
Doesn't
not
say
even
exactly.
as many men, you know. We don't know. But there were men and women, praise God.
So the number of names together were about 120, might have been more.
120.
Well, now we're in Acts chapter 1. Let's look it over here in mm-hmm. Acts chapter 1, verse 8, and see what Jesus promised. So they went to Jerusalem, and they waited, you know, after he left this earth, and they saw him go into the clouds and disappear, and so he's going to come back the same way he left. And so we see this in Acts chapter 1. But prior to this, what he's saying to them is in verse 8 says this, "But ye," that means you all in the King James, "shall receive power."
Power.
"After that the Holy Ghost is come upon you." So you know it says after, and not before. It says after
mm-hmm.
the Holy Ghost has come upon you. Now they're already born again at this time.
Yes.
He breathed on them in John 20. So they're already born again. So after that being born again, that the Holy Ghost is come upon you, you're going to receive power, huh? "And you shall be witnesses unto me both in Jerusalem and in all Judea and in Samaria and unto the uttermost part of the earth." So it covered everything. So there was something special. Now they didn't know what it was going to be, did they, Pastor? No. They didn't know what it was going to be. But yet they had a clue over there in Exodus chapter 9 of what happened at all. And so this day, now we go to chapter 2 here. It says, "And when the day of Pentecost was fully come," this is on Sivan 6 on the Jewish calendar.
This
okay?
would be the 50th day.
The 50th okay. day. "They were all with one accord." Notice they were all together,
like-minded,
praying and believing. What's going to happen, Lord? We're waiting. You tell us what you're going to have. And they saw what
they
happened.
Were believing.
And
that's
they
it,
saw
that's
what
that
happened.
Faith. That's
right.
that hope. That's that. You haven't seen it, but you know, you're about to receive it.
That's right. So it says right here, they were all in one place in one accord. Then it says, "And suddenly," there's a suddenly. I love the suddenlies and
suddenly.
The buts in the Bible. "And suddenly there came a sound from heaven as of a rushing mighty wind, and it filled all the house where they were sitting." They could hear it.
And, a mighty rushing wind.
"And there appeared unto them," means to all of them, "cloven tongues," means split individual tongues.
Well, you know how you see a fire burning? How you
yeah.
see it? Like when we close the Shabbat. The Shabbat candle is the Havadah candle, mm-hmm. and it has eight I know I'm kind of changing, but I'm throwing this in because I think it has a lot to do with it, because we are supposed to continually have that fire burning us.
Yeah.
And it's made of 8 wicks and it's braided. You know, we're braided together. We're to be one in each other, one in the Jew and the Gentile. But when you light the candle, you see all of these flames. There's six candles, and they're braided together. And so when you light it, you have a much brighter light. And there's 6 like wicks in there. And so you actually see, it almost looks like the cloven tongues, you know, how you would see the flames yep. flickering. And so that's such a picture. And 6 is a number of man, right? We're to have that holy flame of fire. And that's closing out the Sabbath, the holy day from the secular days that we're coming into the first day, you know. And so that means that we need to remain and keep that fire burning in us. Like Jesus said, that we were going to go into all the places of the world and preach the gospel. So here we are.
That's
what
right.
happened? Cloven tongues of fire.
Yeah.
So that was actual fire. I mean, right. they actually saw this actual spirit fire.
And it sat upon each one
and
of them.
And it sat upon them. Was it on their shoulders?
Or
was
might
it
have
on
been
their
on their head? We don't know.
I don't know, but it was the fire of God.
That's
and
right.
it was on each one of them. Can you imagine what that room must have looked like?
Yeah.
Flames burning?
And this is fulfillment of what Matthew wrote from Jesus, where he said what? You will be baptized. In a few days, you'll be baptized with the Holy Ghost and what? And fire. So this was it. So
this was literal.
That's right,
Pastor Gene.
This literal. They saw this, and then verse 4, and they were all filled with the Holy Ghost, okay, and began to speak with other tongues as the Spirit gave them utterance. This was the evidence of the baptism of the Holy Ghost.
Evidence.
It's always that way.
The fire.
You can't have the baptism if you don't have this happen to you. And so I encourage people. We've had so much taught today in the church, and it's not for today. God did away with that. But if you look at this is a fulfillment of Exodus chapter 19. It's going to mention quite a few nations. The men had to come to Jerusalem for this time, and it mentions them.
Mm-hmm.
And then they heard these people from these other countries, or I should say the ones that were in Galilee, the people that came from the other countries,
mm-hmm.
they were amazed because they heard these men in Galilee speaking their country's
their own tongue.
They were amazed. And it tells you down here in verse 12 then of chapter 2, and they were all amazed.
Mm-hmm.
And we're in doubt, saying one to another, what meaneth this?
What is this?
And then others mocking. We have people mocking this today. Others mocking
yes.
said, these men are full of new wine. So what we're showing here is this baptism was subsequent to being born again. Amen. You
so
can't
other,
get it before you're born again
right,
from
so,
above.
So these other people heard the tongues, but they didn't actually see the fire. I don't believe it because it doesn't say anything about it. And if they'd seen the fire, I think it probably would have scared them all. They would have run away.
Yeah.
But this fire, whether they saw it spiritually, you know, many times we see things in the spirit.
That's
God
right.
gives us a vision in the spirit. And so whether they actually saw it naturally with their natural eyes or they saw it with their spiritual eyes. See, God wants us to have spiritual eyes as well.
That's
because
right.
when we have spiritual eyes, we can see into the things of the spirit. You know, we have an open we're connected. It's like the electricity in our house. You know, if you turn the main power switch off out there in the garage, what happens? You have no electricity. You can't turn on anything. You know, you can't turn a light on or anything. But you got to have the power that will run the whole house. Well, we're a house. We're a temple of God. If we don't have the power of God running through us and in us, then we can't do the things that God's called us to do. We must have the power of God. And I put a little light bulb on this month because, you know, the 24th is Pentecost. We're to burn bright.
That's right.
We're not to hide our light. We are to burn bright. And so when you have this fire of God, you know, people say, I see something on you. What is that I see? It's different about you. What is it? You're shining. Well, Moses' face shined, didn't it?
Sure did. When he came down from the mountain.
Right. And the fire fell then too. And the smoke, you
That's
know,
right.
the people were afraid.
We're going to read this, yes.
The people were afraid back mm-hmm. in those days. And we're
yeah.
going to go back there in a minute. But
yeah.
they were afraid. But these people, they listened. They listened because many, many people came to the Lord. Go ahead and read, Pastor Gene.
Well, now let's go over to Exodus chapter 19 and see where this all started. And the Jewish people should have put a lot of this together in Acts chapter 2 because that date was Sivan 6 on their calendar, okay? And they know that it was true from over in Exodus chapter 19. So let's go over and take a look at that part of it and see what was said here. Now, we don't have time to go through this, but if you study this out, you'll find out from the time, you have to go back and read the chapters and put it all together, you'll find out from the time that they left Egypt, they traveled 47 days, and they came to the foot of Mount Sinai. This is where this is at right here. Now look at chapter 19, verse 1. They've traveled 47 days. They went different places. Remember, they pitched their tent, they took it down, they put it up as they traveled, and they got out here on the 47th day.
Now you're talking about back in Moses' time.
Back in Moses' day. Now, it says in chapter 19, verse 1, it says, in the third month. Well, the third month is what? The month of Sivan on our Jewish calendar. When the children of Israel were gone forth out of the land of Egypt the same day. So it means the third month. The third day, okay?
And we can prove that because it says the same thing back in Exodus.
That's right. That's where I'm at. The same day, they came into the wilderness of Sinai. So this is the third day. So this takes it to the 50th day, okay? This is the 50th day. For they were departed from Rephidim, I should say, and were come to the desert of Sinai and pitched in the wilderness, and there Israel camped before the mount. And Moses went up into God. And the Lord called unto him out of the mountain, saying, Thus shalt thou say to the house of Jacob, and tell the children of Israel, Ye have seen what I did unto the Egyptians, and how I bare you on eagle's wings, and brought you unto myself. Isn't that interesting?
Awesome.
Huh? That's
Thank
right.
You, Lord.
Glory be to God. I thought one thing amazing looking at this when I read this was
Thank you, Lord.
Where it says here that he pitched it. It says, And Moses went up unto God, and the Lord called unto him out of the mountain, and saying, Thus shalt thou say to the house of Jacob. Okay. Jacob's name, remember, was changed to Israel later on. Now, he says, You have seen what I did unto the Egyptians, and how I bare you on eagle's wings, and brought you unto myself. Now, therefore, if you will obey my voice indeed, and keep my covenant, then you shall be a peculiar treasure, listen to this, unto me above all people. For all the earth is mine, and you shall be unto me a kingdom of priests.
Yes.
What are we? We're a priesthood. We're a royal priesthood. We're a king and a priest, it tells us in Revelation chapter 1, and a holy nation. These are the words which thou shalt speak unto the children of Israel. And so Moses went up into the mountain, okay? And verse 7, and Moses came and called for the elders of the people and laid before their faces all these words which the Lord commanded him. And all the people answered together and said, All that the Lord has spoken, we will do. Well, they never kept that, did they? They got in trouble. And Moses returned the words of the people unto the Lord. And the Lord said unto Moses, Lo, I come unto thee in a thick cloud, that the people may hear when I speak with thee, and believe thee forever. And Moses told the words of the people unto the Lord. Now let's go on down. Let's go on. Verse 10. And the Lord said unto Moses, Go unto the people, and sanctify them. Set them all apart.
Today and tomorrow,
2 days, okay. So that would take it to what? To the 49th day. Isn't that right? They came for 47 days.
Right.
Two more days is 49. And let them wash their clothes.
Get ready,
Be ready.
Be ready.
Against what? The third day. Jesus came out of the grave on the third day, okay. And a lot of things are going to happen on the third day. And be ready against the third day. For the third day, the Lord will come down in the sight of all the people upon Mount Sinai.
Wow, and he showed himself.
That's right.
Glory to God.
Now, let's go on down to verse 14 now. And Moses went down from the mount unto the people and sanctified the people, and they washed their clothes. And he said unto the people, Be ready against the third day again. Come not at your wives. They weren't having any relationships with their wife in a physical realm. Verse 16. And it came to pass on the third day in the morning. This is what happened over in Acts chapter 2.
What time was it?
It was at 9 o'clock.
In
right?
the morning. That's when they had the first sacrifice, the morning prayer.
Yeah. That there were thunders and lightnings and a thick cloud upon the mount, and the voice of the trumpet exceeded loud, so all the people that was in the camp trembled. This was on the 50th day. Well, who blew this trumpet? God blew this trumpet. This was God's voice they heard, okay?
And you didn't even share that. That was going to take us back even further.
That's right.
How that trumpet came about.
That's right. That's right.
A sign that God gave about the ram.
That's right. And verse 17, and Moses brought forth the people out of the camp, to meet with God, and they stood at the nether part of the mountain, at the foot of the mountain.
Yes.
And Mount Sinai was altogether on smoke, because
fire.
The Lord descended upon it in fire. Remember, Acts 2, they
fire
all had fire on them.
Here
they saw
them.
The fire on the mountain, but in Acts 2, the fire rested on all of them, and the smoke thereof ascended as the smoke of a furnace, and the whole mount quaked greatly.
Can you imagine the fear they must have had?
That's right. And when the voice of the trumpet sounded, this was God's voice, okay? And waxed louder and louder, Moses spake, and God answered him by voice, and he gave him the commandments. Now, the Jewish people understand this because of some of the words here, the way this is worded. They believe in this day, when they were out in the Sinai desert, there were 70 known nations at that time. And to prove this, the Jewish people in Jesus' day sacrificed 70 bulls on the day of, or the days of the Feast of Tabernacles, to honor the Jewish people that were there at Mount Sinai that heard God speak. And so his voice reverberated out through the whole area, and the Jews believed that God spoke in their language, so they could understand what he was going to say about the commandments.
They all understood. They understood by the Spirit. It's like when we get baptized with the Holy Ghost and fire, we all have a different tongue.
That's right.
We have a prayer language, or we may have a tongue of an angel. Or, you know, maybe you'll have a tongue of another nation. I know sometimes when I've prayed and we've done warfare prayer and I've prayed, sometimes it sounds like I have an Oriental tongue. Well, my normal prayer language isn't, doesn't sound anything like an Oriental tongue. But, you know, the tongue can change. You can have more than one tongue. You can have two or three, maybe
That's
four.
Right.
I don't know, but how many, but each person might get. But, you know, there's a prayer language, and then there's tongues of angels. And then, you know, like when you sing in the Spirit, the Bible says to sing in the Spirit, to pray in the
Amen.
Spirit. That's talking about in your prayer language, in your heavenly language that you've been baptized with the fire and the Holy Ghost. What happened right here? Well, the people heard God, and they were afraid. But back in Acts, when Jesus said, you know, to tarry there in Jerusalem, they weren't afraid, and they all received, all who believed, received this baptism of what we call the Holy Ghost, where at the evidence is speaking in tongues. And, you know, when Paul said, I speak in tongues more than you all, so why shouldn't we speak in tongues?
That's
you know,
right.
It's not something
Amen.
you don't, are you going to say because it's 2015 that we're all going to turn off our electricity on May 24th because it's Pentecost?
Yeah.
No, we better turn the allow the electricity of God to be flowing through us, or we're going to be like a nation that's lost its electricity.
Yeah, show me where God turned the switch off in the Bible. It's not there.
When you
People
turn off,
perceive things. It's
when
not
you
there.
Turn off that switch, the power of the Holy Ghost, you have no power. A nation has no power. People have no power. The church has no power. Why are people afraid of the baptism of the Holy Ghost? Why do they think it's
done away with.
Confusing? Why do they think it's done away with?
That's right.
You know, it's the power. Here we said, I'm going to read this again. And when the voice of the trumpet sounded long, we're going to hear a trumpet too when Yeshua comes to catch us away. Amen. Sound and waxed louder and louder. See, it gets louder. It must be with their ears. Can you imagine? It must have really been rumbling, and the mountain must have been shaking. Moses spake, and God answered him by a voice.
A voice. Now look at this. Chapter 20 now. And now just look at one verse, verse 18. Listen to this now. It says, and all the people, they all saw the thunderings and the lightnings and the noise of the trumpet and the mountain smoking. And when the people saw it, they removed and stood afar off. The word thunderings here, the Jewish people have looked at this a lot.
Thunderings.
In the Hebrew, and what it really refers to is the people saw and heard what? Many voices and the lightnings and the noise of the trumpet. So God spoke to all those nations at one time. And only ones that said, we will do it was the Jewish people. And then later on, they broke it. And so we see in Acts chapter 2, what? There was a lot of nations where the Jewish people had to come from all over the world to be there on the day of Pentecost. Well, they heard the people in Jerusalem speaking in their language from where they lived, and they were amazed. Well, God did something in that place showing them this, and so here he spoke, and they didn't want to hear it anymore. Well, in Acts chapter 2, God baptized those people with the baptism of the Holy Ghost, and they had a heavenly language and all that, but we know those languages there were ethnic languages that spoke. And so it brought unity. And so what he was telling you and I, if we just look at it prophetically, is God spoke himself over here in Exodus, and they heard him from heaven. That trumpet was his voice. Well, now in Acts 2, God gave you and I the privilege that are born again. After being born again, we can receive this power subsequent to being born again. And what happens? We can receive the baptism of the Holy Ghost, and now we can speak on God's behalf. Isn't that incredible? Yes.
And so God doesn't just only speak like he did to Moses. He speaks to prophets and kings in the Old Testament.
Now he speaks to everybody.
Now he speaks to everyone. Whoever would listen and whoever would have, you know, and he wants us to have the baptism of the
That's
Holy
right.
Spirit. So we would receive basically the power to be what? A witness, to live a holy life. You know, you need the Holy Ghost to live a holy life. If you don't have the Holy Ghost, you know, it's the Holy Spirit that will lead us in all truth.
That's right.
And, you know,
Thank
the
you,
Bible
Lord
says
Jesus.
To return to the ancient past. So here we are in the book of Exodus. Well, I'd call that pretty ancient, wouldn't you?
Yeah, sure.
So, and God says, you know, it's the same month, the same day. You know, I'm showing you what I'm doing. What I did then, I'm doing it now. I'm doing it again, but I'm doing it in a different way. I'm going to put my spirit upon in all people. He says, and I'm calling you all priests and kings. So we can do what Moses, some of the things that Moses did. Everyone has a different calling, but we've all been given power. He says, you would receive, Jesus even said, you're going to receive power when the Holy Ghost has come upon you. So I believe it's something that we must have.
Supernatural.
It's a supernatural gift that's given to the church so that only we can walk in the power of God and we can do the mighty miracles of God. And I'm thinking about Kim Koo, who's doing miracles in all many, many countries. And he's coming to the church on the 24th of May. He'll be with us on a Sunday, Pentecost Sunday of all days.
That's
he's
right.
coming on Pentecost Sunday. Hallelujah. And so he is a healing evangelist, and he will even take us out, and we can go out in the streets and pray for people. You know, God wants us to get out. We go to church to what? To be taught, trained, and activated, but we go out, and Jesus said, go out. You go out to
tell them about the Lord. Tell them
about
Jesus,
the Lord.
Yes.
Whoever God puts in your place, you know, tell them about the Lord. Tell them about the power of God. Glory to God.
Now I'm going to go back here to chapter 19, verse 16 again and read this. And it came to pass on the third day in the morning that mm-hmm. there were thunders. That means those voices came back then. And lightnings and a thick cloud upon the mount. And the voice of the trumpet exceeding loud so that all the people that was in the camp trembled. And so the third day, okay. Well,
third day. And
remember,
they trembled at his presence.
This was the 50th day from the time they left Egypt. So God fulfilled it in Acts chapter 2. They were all there on that exact same day. Sivan 6, about 1,500 years in the future. So the Jews should have had a clue that something was going to happen on that day. And so it did happen. That mighty rushing wind came in. It was incredible to think about.
He
glory
fulfilled
to God.
It here, and he fulfilled it in Acts.
That's right. So this was a foreshadow, a pattern, exactly what God mm-hmm. was going to do, and he chose the exact same day. What about the Passover? They rehearsed it for 1,500 years after they came out of Egypt. In one day, what? It became the real thing. We see when Jesus died on that day, and he fulfilled everything that was talked about in Exodus chapter 12 and chapter 13. It's incredible what we have. And so,
The sacrifice. Even the blood.
The
blood that they put
everything
upon the post. You know, he was put on a post.
That's
and
right.
The blood was on the post. Oh, Lord.
So it's amazing we think about what God's given us here. It's just, to me, it's so amazing that we can put it all together. And you don't have to be some rocket scientist to figure this out. Have a prophetic mind. Ask God to give you a prophetic mind. And I tell people, you show me a chapter and verse where the Holy Ghost baptism was done away with. And don't tell me 1 Corinthians chapter 13, because we can shoot holes in that too if we look and understand what the Jewish thought was at that time as well. So we have to understand there's not a chapter. Jesus, he does never give you anything and then take it away. He doesn't take anything away. He's the same yesterday, today, and forever. So how could we come up with that thought? Amen. So I'm just speaking right now to someone
Thank you, Lord.
This radio program that's listening today. You know, if you're born again and you've wondered about this baptism of the Holy Ghost, you've heard people maybe speaking in tongues and you've been taught that it's not for today and all
you're
that,
afraid.
And you're afraid. So just press in with the Lord. Say, Lord, I want to know the truth. And when you listen to him and allow him to give you the truth, he will make you free in that arena, and you can receive that and ask, and you shall receive, the Bible says, and you can receive it. And so it's incredible. It's a power that we truly need. I can remember when I got born again, I was excited, but I'll tell you, 3 months later, when I got the baptism, I was like a rocket. They would just shot off. I was on my way. I was so excited. And the revelation and the illumination that came from the scriptures, it was incredible what I got from that day on. And
as we
go further down the road with him and read and study the Bible of God that he gave us and understand what he has for us and the plan he has for us, we need to step into, because you are, if you're born again, you're a king and a priest in the kingdom of God today.
That's
but
right.
God wants you to have the power to go out and turn this place where we live in America upside down so things can change. And so God wants you to know that. So if you've never received it, all you have to do is just ask the Lord. Ask and you shall receive. Fill me. Baptize me with the Holy Ghost. And then just begin to praise him with your lips and your tongue. And all of a sudden, you're going to feel something just going to come right out of your belly. Boop, 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 boop. Right down in your belly. You're going to feel it. And you don't have to be, you know, you don't have to have some kind of a spiritual high at that time. I can pray in my heavenly language anytime I feel that I need it. You know, when I don't understand how to pray, I can pray in my heavenly language, and God can many times show me how to pray, and then we pray that way. But the thing is, you'll have this feeling. It'll come out of your belly, like it says in John over there, chapter 7. It's going to be a river. It's going to begin to flow out of your belly. You're going to feel it, and it'll come out. And that's what God wants you to know. It's like birthing a baby, that about a river of water over in John chapter 7. It's really a pattern of a woman delivering a baby. The water comes out first, and then the baby comes out. And so it was a rushing water that came out of them. So God says that baptism, that Holy Ghost, is going to be like a river, a rushing river that's going to come out of you and go out into the world, and it's going to change people's lives and yours as well, because you'll be in a dimension you never were in before. And so don't believe the lie. I bind and come against the lie that it's not for
that's
today,
because
it is
Lord.
The same. Jesus is the same. I'll say it again. The same yesterday, today, and forever. He doesn't take anything away that he's given us. So why don't we just honor that and walk on with him and trust him, because he gave it for a purpose. If the early church needed that power, don't you think we do in this day and this hour, when we see what's going on in the world and in our country with the morality so low and everything? We need the power to walk in that with the Lord and to stand for him no matter what's been said or done. We will defend him all the way to the end of our life if need be. And that's what we have to have, that power.
Thank you, Lord.
That's how the disciples walked. You know, they didn't know what was going to come, but when it came, it turned their lives upside down. They were never the same again. Look at how they all died. They died terrible deaths, except for the Apostle John. They were tortured, maimed, everything that happened to them, the way they died. But they never once ever denied the name of Jesus Christ. So they needed that. That's the power that kept them going on.
That's
and
right.
So we just thank God for that. So don't believe the lie that it's been done away with. You know, I think I'm reminded what Malachi was spoken in his word in the book from God. He says, God says, I am God and I change not. He does not change. So let's just walk on with him and believe what he's got to say for all this and to understand it. And so Paul alluded to a lot of things in the New Testament with different words out of the Hebrew, because he was a Hebrew. He was a Pharisee of Pharisees and all that. And so what he spoke, if we knew the Jewish roots, we talk about a lot on this program, you'll know exactly what he was talking about. And so when we do this, it's going to open our eyes to a greater dimension to know what God wants us to do and have today. He loves us so much, he wants to give us everything that he promised in this book that we have before us. Everything. I love it. I thank it. You know, we can, as it says in Mark chapter 16, you know, glory be to God.
Thank you, Lord.
We'll pray with new tongues. Why don't we believe that? Was that done away? No, we can pray with new tongues. We can, hallelujah. And it's for our benefit. It's to build us up and all that. And so there's in Acts chapter 2, we know those were ethnic languages, but as the people came to that place, well, then there was an unknown tongue that came as well, which I believe is your heavenly language. Every one of us, I believe with all my heart, that God has a heavenly language that you can communicate with him directly.
Yes.
The devil can't understand it. Man won't understand it. We're speaking mysteries to God in the Spirit. It's for you and I. So when we have those moments where maybe we're distressed or something's coming, we don't know what to do. Well, what do? We sit down and we pray in our heavenly language. I'll tell you, it brings a peace that passes all understanding.
God.
And that's what we need to have in this day and this hour.
We need the power.
That's right. So if you don't have that and you're born again,
ask
him today. Don't believe the lie. Walk into a new dimension with the Lord.
Amen.
He'll be right there to meet you, because you have to have faith. Only believe. I'll say it again. Only believe. Believe. Only believe. And God will give it to you if he can get it through you.
Yes,
only believe. Only believe. Hucha, sombra, believe. Believe, he says. Believe
Thank
in me.
Lord.
Trust me, and I will give it to you, says the Lord, this day and this hour. Hallelujah.
I'm reminded of the scripture in 2 Corinthians chapter 4, where it says in verse 7, it says, but we have this treasure in earthen vessels.
Yes.
That the excellency of the power, power may be of God and not of us. See, it's God that works through us. And we think about the troubled people that are receiving the Lord Jesus Christ in other nations.
That's right. They
have
no hope
now.
For them,
and you know, it says in verse 8, says, and I think about them when I read this, we are troubled on every side. They're running from their homes. They're having to leave their homes.
That's right.
Many of them are being shot or beheaded. For what? For the name of Christ, because they have received the name of Christ and believed on Christ, received the power of God. Without the power of God, they couldn't do the things that they're doing. So they if they put the scripture in their heart, if you just know these a couple scriptures, you know, and you believe, it's with faith believing. It says, we are troubled on every side. I'm sure they are.
Or in other countries,
great fear.
Yeah.
Yet not distressed. Mm-hmm. We are perplexed, but not in despair. Persecuted, but not forsaken. Cast down, but not destroyed.
Hallelujah.
Always bearing about in the body the dying of the Lord Jesus, that the life also of Jesus might be made manifest in our body.
Thank you, Lord.
Wow.
Thank you, Lord.
So we think about these. We need to pray for these people, because this is the last, I believe this is the harvest, you know, of the nations, of people coming in that are dying daily. Their families, the whole family, fathers, mothers, children are dying because of for the name of Christ, because they won't deny. They say, just deny Jesus, just deny him. But they won't do that. They stand firm. They're not troubled. They're troubled on every side, yet they're not distressed. They have peace. How can they have peace? Because they have Jesus. Because they have the power of God. The power of God to
not
turn away from him.
Yes.
People think that the power of God is just to go out and do things. But no, the power of God is to stand, be able to stand firm in your belief and not be swayed by anyone, by a sword, by a gun.
That's right.
By a, you know, by anything. But not to be, to have the power of God to go on, to live, what? A righteous and holy life.
And I thought about this while you're talking. All the epistles were written by the apostles and all. They were all baptized with the Holy Ghost. It happened on the day of Pentecost.
And
so if they had it, don't we need the same thing? So why would God take that away from us when we need it just as much as they did? So it's important about all this.
They had the same spirit of faith. Faith in
That's
Jesus
right.
Christ. Well, Lord, we just thank you for Pentecost coming up. Let us all spend more time thinking about it. And if you don't have it and you're listening and you were hungry for it, God wants to, it's a gift for everyone. It's a gift, a free gift, you know.
Sure is.
And
God
says,
and you shall receive.
Well, this is Pastors Gene and Donna Hilton, and we're just blessed to be on WCNO every Saturday at 12 noon Eastern Standard Time. We're also on the internet, WCNO.com. Mm-hmm. If you
Hallelujah.
Want to listen to this teaching again, you can go there and you can listen to it. They have podcasts. Just look for, go to Saturday, look for Pastor Gene Hilton, Raising the Standard. That's the name of this radio program. And you can pick up any date you want to, and you can listen to it again. I want to mention that we do have our calendars out for May. I want to remind you to pray this week. People are praying, and maybe you want to fast. Pray and fast for America. The 7th is the National Day of Prayer. We all need to be praying. Maybe you can find some churches open that you can go in and pray maybe every day. I don't know, but just seek the Lord. We do have services in Stuart every Sunday, every Friday, and every Saturday. So come sometime and visit us, and we'd be glad to see you and meet you and love on you and, you know, just worship together. I know some of you are listening from afar off, but we just thank the Lord. Amen. Phone number here is area code 772-285-7007. I'll repeat it. Area code 772-285-7007.
So as we close this program, I want to say hello to Harley and thank him for listening in again today. Good ears to hear. So we're on this program every week because we want to see the standard raised in the body of Christ and know things that we are not hidden, they're here. And so
Amen.
We release ourselves and you to hear the truth of the Word of God. And so receive the baptism of the Holy Ghost today.
Holy Ghost.
If you have not received it, ask, and you shall receive.
Amen.
So as we close every week, what do we say, Pastor Donna?
Shabbat shalom, Sabbath peace,
and rest. And we tell you to look up because your redemption draweth nigh.
We are raising the standard of excellence.
I trust that this time with you today has been informative and uplifting. I look forward to speaking to you again next week at the same time. May the God of peace rule and reign in your hearts and lives. And remember that Jesus is Lord and that he is the Spirit of prophecy.